You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Tune into Training Camp Daily tonight at 10:30 p.m. on Sports Time Ohio as I join Jim Donovan and Tony Grossi to discuss everything that happened in day four of Browns camp. We'll also have a one-on-one interview with safety Tayshawn Gibson and talk about Justin Gilbert's chances of opening the season as a starting quarterback. That's all tonight on Training Camp Daily at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on Sports Time Ohio. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci with you here today, and we've had Don Banks on coming up in hour number two. We're going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, wide receiver Travis Benjamin, NFL Last Network analyst Charlie Casserly. So we've got a lot of stuff going on here on this show, but we're going to hear some comments now from a leader on this Cleveland Browns team, offensive lineman Joe Thomas, gave his thoughts yesterday on Joel Bitonio.
I think Joel's done a great job so far. They obviously trust him enough to throw him in there right away with the ones, and he's proven already that he deserves it.
Yeah, and
that's
and
good. That's an endorsement.
Really it's an endorsement because, look, Joe Thomas doesn't easily hand out bouquets praise. Like that or praise like bouquets. That, nor should he. When you're a seven-time Pro Bowler, somebody has got to genuinely impress you, and he's kind of the rock. He's not going to be the colorful quote guy. He's not a guy you go to just for dribble. You go to Joe Thomas to get some good insights, and when he endorses a member of that offensive line, and basically the good news is that a rookie is contributing and a rookie is starting. The bad news is that a rookie is contributing and a rookie is starting on the offensive line. There is kind of a general rule of thumb in the National Football League is that when you have to plant that rookie in there, whether it's a highly picked tackle or, in this case, a guard who is picked pretty high, second round, you're a line that has been in transition and maybe some distress. I think Joel Bitonio fills a big hole here. It would be really nice to see this whole group work with John Greco being fully healthy back from that calf issue that he has had and see that group just kind of work in sync. The Jason Pinkston story hovering in the background, not a good one to see the doubt there that he could return to this team. Clear doubt on that one. And essentially no one else to me looks where I feel comfortable. Now, I'm going to give Garrett Gilkey, we have given him some props for the work he's done, but I still think he's swimming upstream a little bit. I don't see a consistency there, and really no one else in this group. Paul McQuiston was picked up as a journeyman backup player. Hopefully he can get used to and comfortable with the scheme. It doesn't look natural for him to do the zone blocking stuff. He looks stiff.
Yes.
Right as an athlete.
Yes, he does. And I know that one of the things that's keeping you up at night, Notorious, is the depth on the offensive line. And I think that's something that, you know, we've seen some people come in. I know that there are some good positive thoughts about Nick McDonald, who was brought in here. And hopefully we'll get to see him on the field sometime soon. But there are some issues there, I think. And it'll be good to see, though. The good news is the starting five is good. And the good news there on that starting five is that, you know, Joe Thomas and Alex Mack never miss a snap. So you hope Joel Bitonio is in that mold as well. And Mitchell Schwartz, same thing. He hasn't missed a snap either. So hopefully we can, you know, knock on some wood here and keep this offensive line healthy going forward here for this team. Joe Thomas was asked about how the offenses look, though, thus far in the training camp sessions.
I think the first day was really good. I was surprised to see the offense click as well as we did today, considering all the things that usually go in at the beginning of camp and all the defenses. Usually the defense is way ahead, but it was good to see us put a little drive together there at the end and look like a football team for a little bit.
Yeah, that was prior to today, but that comment, I believe,
it was prior to today.
Because today that was not the case, but I heard, you know, we knew what he was talking about. In the latter part of practice yesterday, where the offense did a few good things. The defense clearly ahead of this football team. Joe knows that. But the question was posed to him how much optimism people within this team have. And generally, as Don Banks was expressing too, the general optimism that surrounds the Browns going into the season.
I think the optimism that is around this team right now that the fans and the players and the coaches have is it's probably one of the bigger amount of optimism that I've seen going into a season.
Good. And you know, it's kind of like Mike Pence said, ultimately it all comes down to wins, and I think we all are hoping for more than the five or so that Don Banks was projecting for our Cleveland Browns. And I think that, you know, there is a lot of talent here, and I do think that they will do better than that. I feel pretty confident they will go over five wins. But, you know.
He said seven. On
said
the
possible.
High end.
Yes, yes.
So that's almost
I think,
double.
And I would be in my range right now. I'm probably more in the, I think seven, eight. Eight is the right. Eight's kind of my number. That's where I'd like to see it.
Did you feel as strongly about that eight today, though, as opposed to other days when you watched how much the offense?
You know, I don't mind that per se as much because I think it was the direct result of a dominant defense. And I think we have seen in the National Football League last year especially that you can win. Three of the four best records in the league were teams that were, you know, bottom of the league in passing offense, top five in defense, top five in rushing, and Kyle Shanahan can produce a top five rushing offense. He's made that abundantly clear, and this defense can be top five, which I believe that it can. I think this defense has an opportunity to be very, very good. Then I think that you can win and kind of shock the world with the toughness and the grit. Now, it's going to come down to this team learning how to finish out games. That's something that the Cleveland Browns, as an organization, have not had in well over a decade. They need to be able to win tight games. That's going to be part of the key here because I think they're going to be in a lot of tight games.
Yeah,
it's going to be a matter of winning them.
Yeah, and finding, you know,
the ways to win,
the detail things, which is a combination of course, getting the turnovers. You heard Mike Pettine talk about that today. We'll hear from Mike Pettine a little bit later, the sound from his news conference today, where he got into, you know, a deciding factor, a determining factor in games and the outcome of games is the turnover and is the turnover ratio. And he wants this team to excel in that area. It's not something the Browns have done effectively enough through the years. That is a signature change that Mike Pettine wants to make on this football team. And we talked about earlier in the show how it's played into the chippiness on this team as well, because defenders constantly, even those who are on the sidelines, trying to pull that ball out of offensive players' hands.
What I like is that Mike Pettine challenged this team to raise its level of competition today. He challenged them before this practice, and to see them do that, I thought was very, very good. And clearly, that's another indication that they have bought in to this team. All right, we're going to quickly play a little After Further Review right here on CBD.
After Further Review.
All right, guys, question number one. Even after today's, where it got a little chippy, who do you think's further ahead right now, the Browns offense or the Browns defense?
Well, I think the defense by far is ahead. I do think the offense will have a chance to catch up once. I think when you're going through offensive play installation, which is what's happening here too, there's a little bit of a slower approach to things. You're not as moving as fluidly as you would when you've got a lot of this stuff down. And it depends on when you have Brian Hoyer at quarterback versus Johnny Manziel, just understanding it, although neither looked particularly good today. But I think overall, the defense is far ahead. It wouldn't shock me in a matter of a week's time if that gap closes.
Defense, defense, defense. And again, I think this is a great learning experience for this offensive line because this defense is throwing more exotic looks and packages at the offense for this stage of camp than I think we have seen. And so you're having an offense whose head is swimming because they're putting in 40 plays a day. So you're having install, et cetera. And then also you're having to deal with exotic looks that you maybe haven't seen before from a defense. I think ultimately it's going to galvanize this offense. But right now, yeah, the defense is ahead.
After further review.
Question number two, guys. The most surprising player at camp thus far is blank.
Most surprising to me, I'm going to have to go with Armonte Bryant. I took your guy, did I? But the guy is just been remarkable. We've talked about it on this show. I know how you feel about him, too. Just to see him on a consistent basis, just getting into the backfield so quickly to bring that pressure, to look as both athletic and as instinctive as he is. Now, to be a much better player, Armonte has got to excel against the run, and that's not his strength right now, but as a pass rusher, he's been amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say Armani Bryant, too, so you kind of took that one from me there. I'm going to go Chris Kirksey because I think the leap that he has made from mini camps and OTAs where he looked good, you saw what he could be, to where he is now, where I think he's making plays on a daily basis. You're hearing his pads pop, made the interception yesterday, flowing to the ball, playing faster, and I think it's got a lot of people around here excited. Not that it was unexpected, but it has been a nice surprise to see the development of him so quickly here at training camp.
My honorable mention, I know you'll agree with this one, Calvin Barnett.
I love Calvin.
And you know what Calvin's been doing is excelling in run defense. So if you kind of could take his run defense and Bryant's pass rush, what a player you would have if you put those two together.
Yeah, absolutely.
After further review.
All right, guys, that could be a surprising player, but the player you're most impressed with so far in camp.
The player I am flat out most impressed with on a consistent basis. I got to tell you, it's been... I'll go with Terrence West. I think because the dimension that he showed that you really didn't know about coming out of college because he did very little of it is pass catching. And he seems so natural with that. He seems very natural with his running ability, the explosiveness there. But to see him catch the ball the way he did, especially in the weekend practices, I thought stood out to me.
I'm going to go with Andrew Hawkins. I think every single day Hawk brings it, runs every route hard in one-on-one drills. If he doesn't come up with the ball, he's cursing, he's furious, and he gets back and makes sure he does it the next time. Big fan of his, and he has brought it every day consistently and has stood out to me.
After further review.
Final one, guys, the position battle that has lived up to the hype so far through camp.
I think running back for me. I think Ben Tate is showing that he's not going quietly into the night, and quite frankly, he is a guy who is going to play hard day in and day out, has a chip on his shoulder. That's one where I think both guys are playing well. I think the cornerback one's lived up to the hype. Buster Screen had the early advantage. I think Justin Gilbert showing it's going to be tough to keep him on the sideline for a long time.
Cornerback would be number one for me, and I think it's because of how we've seen Justin Gilbert raise the level of his performance, especially in the last couple of days. But today was his day. Today, as we said, the lights came on, his epiphany, whatever you want to call it. It looked like today Justin Gilbert just graduated to the level of an NFL starter-like player. And I think the best scenario, and the team knows this, the best scenario for this team is to be able to start him at corner and take Buster Screen and put him in the nickel, and you would have the ideal setup defensively.
No question about it. All right, we'll be back. Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Some hot Josh Gordon news right off the top. We'll also hear from Mike Pettine in his post-practice press conference. Travis Benjamin, Charlie Casserly, and you here on ESPN 850 WKNR.